Christians could suffer from the alleged actions of a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. Thousands of Greeks could hear the gospel this Easter. And a new book challenges leaders on purity. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The threat of reprisal violence is building in Afghanistan. A U.S. soldier is blamed for a civilian massacre, which led to threats of retaliation from the Taliban. Insurgents attacked a government delegation yesterday as they attended a memorial service for the victims. Carl Mueller, president of Open Doors USA, says there are always repercussions in these scenarios.
Christians in places like Afghanistan, and particularly in this place, represent a soft target when someone is looking to lash out at Western forces.
It's not really new, though. Believers have been facing hostility for years.
Completely unrelated to the fact that this massacre took place, Christianity is persecuted in Afghanistan at an extreme level. It's one of the worst places on earth.
But while it might slow ministry, it won't stop it.
It is a fact that the church is growing in Afghanistan. It's growing because men and women are boldly sharing Jesus Christ with those they love, despite the risk of them being turned in as a Christian and being incarcerated, even killed.
Next, new indictments are expected April 9th in the murders of three Christians in Malatya, Turkey. The case is 5 years old now, but as the investigation continued, it revealed a dark underbelly of conspiracy. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver explains.
They felt that it was a shadowy group called Ergenekon, which is a terrorist group at the highest levels of the Turkish military. And their goal is to undermine the Turkish government and to keep them out of the European Union.
Connecting the group to the murders has been difficult. Pray for justice. At the same time, threats, assassination plots, and other violence has been distracting for the ministry team. However, Turkey is poised for change.
Anything that changes in Turkey will change because the people of God are praying. Turkey is a very pivotal place in terms of assisting the Christian church to be the church all over the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A 78-year-old Christian woman was recently arrested in Iran, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. The elderly woman was held by police for 3 days, but was never given a reason for the arrest. After several inquiries by church leaders, the woman was allowed to go home. But the real concern is that the woman was a member of a traditional church. It now appears the established church is being targeted too, not just house churches. So pray for boldness for believers who are trying to shine for Christ. Meanwhile, most Greeks will probably celebrate Orthodox Easter this year, but less than 1% will really understand what it means. The Jesus Film Project wants to reach some of Greece's 99% who don't know Christ. During Easter week, Jesus Film teams are partnering with local churches to hand out 100,000 Magdalena DVDs. Each one tells the Christ story through a woman's eyes. Hearts are open during these unstable economic times, so pray for change, and you can help online. And we're all familiar with that stomach drop we feel when another Christian leader strays from purity. Dr. Jim Ceci with Jaron Ministries International grew weary of hearing the stories.
Just grieving over the loss of so many in ministry and so many of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So I did my doctoral research on why pastors and church leaders fall.
Out of Ceci's search came a seminar series on purity, and out of the seminars came a book. The essence of Ceci's The Purity War is the oneness of God.
And how God allows us to walk in oneness with Him and oneness in the church and oneness with each other. And out of that is born a walk of purity.
It's a proactive approach to maintaining purity, and it's clearly relevant. Since its November release, the book's gone into 22 countries with requests for numerous translations. Addressing purity in a morally unstable world is reflecting brightly the light of Christ. You can learn more about the Purity War at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and get a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and the link to the free trip to Israel contest at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.